Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 176 on July 24th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Hostess Brands, ARK Innovation Trust ETF, and Lee Auto Inc. And we discussed three new trades on Support.com Inc., Barrick Gold Corporation, and Coca-Cola. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for the weekly option. So we closed on new highs for both major equity indexes in the U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 373 points, closing the week at 35,061 points. The S&P 500 index grew 84 points, finishing at 4,411 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. This week, the topic is how to roll your option trades. Now, every now and then, I mention that you should roll a trade. And I've been doing this for so long that I forget that not everyone is comfortable with rolling their option trades. So for the topic this week, we will just discuss how to go about rolling a trade. So what is rolling a trade? There are two scenarios when option traders discuss rolling a trade. Sometimes it means moving the risk from one strike to another strike in the same month. It can also mean rolling the risk from one month to another month. The term rolling is meant to mean rolling the risk from your current position to a new position. So how do you roll a trade? You roll a trade by closing the option position you have and immediately opening a new position with the intent of moving the risk from the original position. In fact, sometimes I roll a trade by, let's say it's a call that I am short and I want to move it from one strike to the next. I sometimes, rather than have two option trades, I'll just do it as a debit spread. I'll buy the option that I am currently short and then sell the next option. So in a covered call scenario, if the stock heads lower, I'll buy the call option that I sold, then sell the option strike that is closest to the money after the stock price change. So if we own stock for $25 and we sell the 26 strike call, if price falls down to $24, we will buy back the 26 strike call we sold and then sell the 25 strike call. That's an example of closing risk at one position and moving it to risk at a new level. When might you roll a trade? There are a number of times when you might roll risk from a trade. I already mentioned the covered call scenario. You could also have a position that benefits from stock being in or out of the money. If the stock moves against your position, you might change your options position to help you maintain your desired type of risk and possible profit. You could also have a trade on that doesn't work out as you planned this month. You might consider closing the position like in this month and then just reestablishing your new trade in a new month so that you can continue with your trade thesis. Rolling a trade can give your trade the time and breathing room it needs to get profitable. It's definitely worth understanding and having in your arsenal of weapons for making money in this market, especially with options. All right, so let's get into the trade review of last week's trades. We're going to start off with our covered call on Hostess Brands, symbol T as in Tango, W as in Whiskey, N as in November, K as in Kilo. At the time, the stock was trading for $16.13 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the August 17 half call at 35 cents, which could create a return of 10.66% in 5 weeks. Well, Hostess Brand stock picked up 8 cents per share, closing the week at $16.21 on Friday. The call we sold lost 10 cents, which leaves us with a net profit of 18 cents on the week. though there wasn't a massive change week over week, this trade is actually working out. So remember, our goal is to gain value in the stock and allow the call option we sold to either expire worthless or fully in the money. The main thing is that the stock continues to remain strong. That's happening, so this trade is working out. No additional adjustments are needed at this point. And with 4 weeks left, given that we just had options expiration, 4 weeks left on the trade, we can expect a bit more change in the option values over the coming weeks. All right, our next trade from last week was a credit spread on ARK Innovation Trust ETF. That's A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, K as in Kilo, K as in Kilo, ARKK. The stock at the time was trading for $116.53 per share. I looked at selling the August 117-118 call spread at 40 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 60 cents. Well, the ARK Innovation Trust ETF gained $5.90 per share this week, ending the week at $122.43 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now fully in the money. The spread lost 45 cents itself and will likely lose the remaining 15 cents, which will add up to our possible loss of 60 cents. So I would buy the spread back to keep from losing the additional 15 cents and then try to recapture the 45 cents loss in an iron condor. What I'm looking at is the August 119-118 put spread versus the 127-128 call spread. You could sell both of those and collect 49 cents. This means you would return to 4 cents of profit on this trade, kind of making the trade a bit of a scratch. You'll have an additional 51 cents at risk and have an $8 profit range on the trade. And more than anything, I like giving that trade an $8 wide spread from which we could either make money on either side. So I always hate losing on these credit spreads, but if it does happen, I feel like turning it into an iron condor is one of the best methods against loss. For our last trade from last week for the trade review, we looked at a debit spread on Lee Auto, symbol L as in Lima, I as in India. At the time, the stock was trading for $30.32 per share. I looked at buying the August 29-30 call spread for 61 cents, which give us a maximum gain of 39 cents, or that would be a 63.93% return in 5 weeks. Now, Lee Auto shares lost 4 cents, ending at $30.28 per share this week. The in-the-money call spread we bought is still in the money. The spread lost 1 penny this week. The main thing we want to happen is for stock to stay above $30 per share. As long as this happens at expiration, we will lock in our expected gain of 39 cents per spread. So no adjustments are needed on this trade at all. If price were to fall, I would also look to sell call spreads above the $31 strike to recoup any possible losses on the month. So that's it for this week's trades. And let's dive into next week's trades. Now, all of our trades going forward, at least for the next couple weeks, are going to be based in August. It's the August 20th expiration. So we're going to start off with the covered call. I'm looking at support.com Inc. Symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $6.18 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the August 7 call at 95 cents. That could create a return of 28.64% in 4 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying stock for $6.18 per share and selling the August 7 call at 95 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $5.23. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $618 and you would collect $95 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread on Barrick Gold, symbol G as in Golf, O as in Oscar, L as in Lima, D as in Delta. Stock ended the week at $20.63 per share. I'm looking at selling the August 20.5-20 put spread at 18 cents, which should give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents. You enter this trade by selling the August 20.5 put at 61 cents and concurrently buying the August 20 put for 43 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $20.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $20.32, and in real terms, you will collect $18 per spread that you sell and have $32 at risk. Our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread. I'm looking at Coca-Cola Corporation, symbol K as in kilo, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week at $57.01 per share, and I'm looking at buying the August 56 half 57 call spread for 33 cents, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 17 cents, which would be a 51.52% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the August 56 half call for $1.16 per share and concurrently selling the August 57 call at 83 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $57 per share in 4 weeks. The break-even price on this trade is $56.83 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $33 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Also, if you're tied to me on YouTube, and if you're not, please do go ahead and subscribe to the weekly option. I'm going to be adding the last couple weeks' podcast on YouTube today. So forgive me for the delay, but if you're hearing this right now, you probably listen to us on either iTunes or Amazon or Stitcher or one of the other various places where this podcast is listed. So thanks so much once again for listening. I hope you guys have an amazing week. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.